You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bert Show.
I'm not going to lie to you. I loved the hills back in the day.
I did too.
Absolutely loved it.
I loved Laguna Beach. And then I loved the hills. It was
quite a time. It was very reflective of our time.
It really was.
So Kristen Cavallari from that show, I was just reading an article in People magazine that she did, and she made some observations about relationships and dating that I wanted to run by you guys and hear what you thought about them, right? So she starts off and she says, for sure, no matter what, the next guy I am going to call a boyfriend is going to be...
Steven.
Oh, yes. That would be awesome. They did a podcast, I think, together for a while. She says that he is absolutely going to be my husband. Can you predict that? Like, can you settle so in and think that you got it? Like, now I know exactly what I'm looking for. I am not going to look for anything less. The next person I date, for sure, no matter what, will be the person I'm spending the rest of my life with.
No. I think it depends when you decide to define the relationship as boyfriend. Like, are you doing it 2 weeks then? Okay, then maybe that's like jumping the gun a little bit. But like, every person I know that's in a really happy relationship has always said, when you know, you know. And so if you know within 4 months, mm-hmm. and that's when you decide to call him your boyfriend, I don't think that's that crazy.
But don't you always know in the beginning of a relationship? Maybe this was just me and you're in that intoxicating period where you really don't know each other just all that great yet. Don't you, for the first couple of months, think like, oh my God, I found her or I found him.
But what I'm taking for that, that's not what she's saying. What she's saying is the next person that I actively choose to date, that's the guy who's going to be my husband.
There's a difference between someone you're just exclusively seeing for 3 months or mm-hmm. just getting to know versus sitting down and going, okay, you're my boyfriend. It's almost like you're getting promoted. And I think that with that promotion, there are some benefits and there are some more responsibilities. And there's also, you know, a corporate ladder, if you will, that you can now climb.
All of a sudden, it's like the switch flipped and the light came on and I get it. So she can like date dudes, mm-hmm. right? But the moment she chooses to make a guy her boyfriend, yep. that's going to be the dude she marries.
That's okay. what she's saying. The next that committed relationship I'm going to be in is going to be my husband. You think that's possible?
I don't know if it's possible to predict it, but I do think it's possible to manifest it because I do believe in manifestation. So I kind of took it as if she was saying, like, she's speaking that into her life, that the next guy that I meet, that's going to be the one, that's going to be him. And she's kind of speaking it into existence, if you will.
She said she's going for a guy that's older, someone who I can really learn from. And she says someone older than my own age. So she's like putting it out there. It's going to be a little bit of an older dude. That's the guy I'm going to marry.
I do think maybe you can get enough experience with dating that you get to a point where you know exactly what you're looking for. So you'll probably waste a lot less of your time because you know that a person doesn't fit that mold quick enough.
Plus, she's got kids. So, she's got 3 kids.
Does she?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She also says, and Mo and you and I will agree on this, I'm never going to do a social media relationship again.
I love that. That's a good start.
Everyone who's ever done that says the same thing when it ends. Like I follow these influencers, Jason Tardik from The Bachelor and Kat Stickler from just Instagram. And they recently had this very public breakup. And I can just tell they're like, yeah, we're never doing that again.
Mm-hmm. You and I agree on that also. I said that me and Amanda have like verbally right off the bat said, hey, we're not going to be a social media couple. We want to stay off it. And then when we veered for that one time, we got hammered for it. So we learned our lesson. And you don't even follow your girl.
Nope. I don't do any social media at all when it comes to my relationship. I've learned from past experiences, and I genuinely don't see the benefit. I feel like the majority of people that are on your social media are not necessarily always rooting for you. So what am I validating my relationship to them for?
Right, and you can see a comment or two that might get into your head, even though you know the truth about your own relationship. It starts to get into your head, like, what are they seeing that I'm not seeing? And I don't even know this person.
Exactly.
Right? And here's one I really wanted to run by you guys, because I haven't been really in the dating world where you get a, you know, you meet through DMs and stuff like that. So she says, I am never going to meet a guy and go out with a guy again that hits me up in my DMs because it attracts the wrong type of guy. What does that mean?
I mean, maybe if a guy is active on Instagram, he might be the type of guy to be a little self-absorbed. Like, I think a lot of girls see it as a green flag for a guy to be chronically offline. Like, if you don't have any social media, you don't have TikTok, a lot of girls are like, oh my God, like, you don't have access to all of these women. Like, this is so great. So I could see her seeing a pattern of the type of guys that would be really active on Instagram hitting her up. And she's seen that pattern and realized, okay, those types of guys that are using this as a way to get women, they just don't align with what I'm looking for.
I also feel like it's low hanging fruit. Like, it's just, that's like, sliding into a DM is the easiest, laziest thing you can do.
But how else?
Like, how else? What else are you supposed to do if you like a woman on Instagram?
I can't tell you what to do. All I can do is tell you that. I feel like you got to be more creative than that.
Flash mob.
Yes.
Maybe something. A video on TikTok dance.
Show up at her doorstep. Something like that, man.
Why stop at the doorstep? Go right into the living room.
Right. You just be sitting on the couch when she gets home. Yeah. I need restraining order.
Who needs DMs when you have a crowbar?
The Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.